With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A new poll finds the GOP is viewed more favorably than Democrats. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
According to the poll, voters by a six-point margin have a more favorable opinion of Republicans than they do Democrats. And that's in part because many Democratic voters are disaffected with their own party. The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 50% of likely U.S. voters view the Republican Party favorably, 44% view the Democratic Party favorably. Ken Lorman reporting.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. has every right, the legal right, to deport pro-Hamas student organizer Mahmoud Khalil after he committed crimes during an anti-Israel demonstration at Columbia University.
We don't want those elements in our country. So not only have we done it, we're going to continue to do it. And we're going to improve the way we screen people for their visas, by the way. It's amazing some of these people ever got in here to begin with.
The White House condemning the rise of vandalism of Tesla cars and showrooms.
Attacks on Elon Musk's electric car company are cropping up and have been on the increase since the CEO became a controversial advisor in the Trump administration. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the attacks are despicable and that Democrats have remained largely silent.
That's Greg Clarkson. The world has lost a boxing legend. Here's correspondent Ron Taylor.
Boxing legend George Foreman has died. The fearsome heavyweight lost the Rumble in the Jungle to Muhammad Ali before authoring an inspiring second act as a 45-year-old champion and a successful businessman. We all probably own a George Foreman grill. A native Texan, Foreman began his boxing career as an Olympic gold medalist who inspired fear as he climbed to the peak of the heavyweight division by stopping Joe Frazier in 1973. George Foreman was 76. Ron Taylor reporting.
More on these stories at srnnews.com. Are Americans getting more rude? SRN correspondent Michael Harrington takes a look at a new study.
A lot of Americans say yes. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 47% of adults believe society has become generally more coarse and rude since the pandemic. Americans who answered the survey mention a surge in foul language and impolite behavior in public. Is it a sign of the times? Hard to say, but in Matthew 24:12, Jesus warned there would come a day when, quote, because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration wants United Nations agencies that receive or disperse U.S. funding to explain what they're spending it on. A questionnaire has been sent to the agencies, and it includes questions about a wide range of issues, including whether they provide any abortion-related services or do work on or DEI, or so-called gender ideology, issues. This is SRN News. Tuberculosis rates continue to climb in this country. Here's Jason Walker.
The CDC says more than 10,000 cases reported last year, an 8% increase from 2023, and the highest since 2011. Both the number of cases and the rate of infections rose. Rates were up among all age groups, and 34 states reported an increase. CDC says the rise due mainly to international travel and migration. Jason Walker reporting.
Boeing is set to build the Air Force's future fighter jets. President Trump announced a choice on Friday. The Pentagon says the new jet fleet will have stealth and penetration capabilities that far exceed the current fleet. Known as the Next Generation Air Dominance, or NGAD, NGAD, the manned jet will serve as a quarterback to a fleet of future drones. More of these stories at srnnews.com.